You feel like Advanced Warfare was like your best game?
No, not my best, but favorite.
You think you were gunning me?
Yeah.
I like that.
No, I had like a 50-0. I literally had like a 50-0 1v1 team.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to episode 100 and 224. 224 of the Optic Podcast, brought to you by BetterHelp and Factor. USAA is also sponsoring this podcast, and we'll tell you a little bit more about them later on in the video. But for now, we want to welcome the man, the kid, Mr. Mercules.
Welcome, kid.
Welcome, what's up, dude. Brother? How do you feel? You may get that mic closer to you a little bit, and then how's it feel? How's the last 48 hours been for you?
It's been insane for sure. I ended up missing my flight in the morning. The first flight I ever missed my whole life.
Wait, why though? Was there a reason or were you just nervy?
No, I showed up at 5:30 and the flight was because my airport's like really small. So I usually get through security in like 5 minutes. And then there was no one at the desk. They're like, the desk leaves 45 minutes before now. But I've always done that. So
what airport do you fly out of?
Evansville. It's like a regional. Indiana. It's a regional airport.
Oh yeah. See, I fly out of Harrisburg. It's probably the same shit. It has like three gates.
Yeah. So I'm in there like 5 minutes, but there's
Harrisburg
no one at the desk.
Harrisburg has an airport? Capital of Pennsylvania, brother. It's not big, but there's one there.
I don't know.
It's like six gates. They got an Annie Ann's in there. They got all the essentials.
That's all you need at an airport.
That's
Annie
right.
Ann's. How close are you to like where the Pacers play, or like the downtown area? Are you like...
I'm southern Indiana. I'm like 3 hours away.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Are you near Gary?
No,
Gary's way north.
You can't go to Gary.
Like Indy.
Why? What's wrong with Gary?
Gary's scary.
Gary borders Illinois, right?
Gary's scary.
They get down in Gary.
I think Gary's like right outside of the armpit of Illinois.
But yeah,
I think so.
Good to have you here, man. Are you excited?
Yeah, excited for sure.
Well, you were frying at the event. We were all gassing you up a lot. You look good. I mean, how was it? I mean, just talking about like Toronto, how was it like slotting in to that team? Because it seemed like it was like kind of natural. You were playing Hill a lot.
Yeah, no, honestly,
yeah,
yeah, that was probably one of the better teams I could have slotted in for. The hard points were like super easy, to be honest. But
yeah,
the search is obviously like I'm good at search, but I feel like search is like chem mode. We just didn't have any chem.
Yeah,
like, we didn't even get to scrim honestly until
I played. It's so crazy. I played him in ranked like probably a month, 2 months ago.
Yeah,
it was a vault. Yeah. I played him in ranked, and they were all like, yo, that's Merc. And I was like, okay. And we played, and now he's on Optic.
You put his ass down.
Who won?
I mean, we won because we had a three
star. Come on, man.
We had a four stack.
So
tired of this kid winning.
I was solo.
You say he was solo.
We had a four stack. It was me. I think it was me, App, Jerry, and probably Sam.
Okay, yeah, that's a stack.
Yeah, and he's playing with like three randoms. But he was shooting. You were shooting.
So did anybody know? Like, obviously, I think you were playing at a Challengers Cup yesterday or the day before yesterday.
Wait, really? Yeah.
So you were, I mean, you were just staying the course. You were playing Challengers, and now here you are. You took a late flight in. Now you're on the couch. Did any of your teammates know, or was it simply just hush? I'm keeping my fucking mouth shut about any conversations going on. And
yeah, no one knew until last night. I mean, our coach knew because I think Rafi talked to him, but other than that, no. I told Byron found out last night.
Byron! Yo, Byron. Yeah, Byron won't tell, though. That's my dog right there.
Yeah,
that's Byron. What is Byron for? Yeah.
Pro Lube.
Yo, Byron's hilarious.
Byron
the fucking
is a
man,
moron,
sure.
Bro. We played
FaZe,
like
no fucking way.
When he filled in for us in Vanguard. He dropped a 1.4. He was walking around. You call me 1.4 now. I was like, bro, this guy's a moron.
Love Byron.
How long you been playing COD? Like, give us a bit of a...
And I have a follow-up question to that question.
A story of you, because obviously, I mean, we all saw you kind of like, you hit the scene. I think Challengers, people were talking about you, and obviously in that scene you were known, but then you get announced, you play for Toronto at the event, you go insane, and then everyone's talking about you. What was it like before that? Like, how did you get involved? How long you been playing Call of Duty?
Well, my older brother, he's like 3 years older than me. He used to have a console, so like I hopped on. I used to play when I was like five.
What was your first game?
Five?
Like COD 4.
COD 4?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the best ever. You see that shit right there?
Well,
best
you're 21,
that ever
right?
Did it.
Yeah. You were five when
like
COD 4 was out?
Four or five, yeah.
What year were you born?
So 12. 2004.
2003, but I think I might have been playing in like the year after.
2005 is when it came out.
I feel like that's a pretty common story because I have an older brother too. It's like, he has the console. You take the console. You're just way better than him.
I was literally hopping on the sticks at like five.
And you claim that shit?
No, I didn't claim it. Yeah.
What kind of TV were you playing on? I just got to know.
Flat screen.
Flat screen? Because when I was growing up, we still had like the big ass like tube Wegas? TVs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That thing had to have been like 300 pounds. Those were the best.
So heavy.
Like, there was no input delay.
Old school setup photos, but there was always someone with a console. Like, you always knew someone with a console, either your neighbor, your brother, your cousin. That's how I got started. My neighbor had a console, and that was my introduction to the multiplayer. So you started playing COD when you were very young. Yep. How about like competitive COD? Like, when
competitive
did you start playing Surge?
AW. AW. Okay. I started playing for money. Well, I guess GBs. I played in BO2, like wagers and stuff. AW.
Is it true?
Did you ever play us in like GBs or anything, like on a different tag or anything?
No, but you did.
You did play against Shotzi and somebody else. They said they were taking your money and shit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They lied and shit.
I mean, they did rob me. I'm not gonna lie. I got 1v2'd 5-5 last map.
No,
they were nasty though. Like him, Ender, like that little squad. They were a good little hit squad.
That was a nasty duo.
You played XZO, or the 2v2 was it twos?
Yeah, twos.
Damn.
Yeah, I played him twice for 500 at 1v2'd 5-5 last map. Ooh. Both times.
Yeah?
Both fucking shells.
That's tough. But it's kind of tough timing because, like, all of this shit's been going around about, like, nobody's getting a shot from challengers. And now, boom.
Yeah, the ultimate shot. He's on Optic. There was a lot of talk about, because obviously the whole world thinks you're not coming here. Everyone was like, how does this kid go to the event, place top three, and not get an opportunity? But correct me if I'm wrong, you turned down a different offer?
Yeah.
So you had a CDL offer that you turned down. And then also, I believe, Ultra gave you the option to be a bench player?
Yeah, they did too.
Okay, so you had,
I had opportunities before
this one came about. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like no one was knocking at the door. You kind of have to weigh your options and see who's going to qualify for champs, the whole nine yards. So it's not like you went out there and no one hit your line. So
I'm
just
not
going to
lie.
Clear that up.
Paige texted me this morning. I was in the shower and she's like, yo, Merc's going to be there. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I forget. What else did she say?
We try to mitigate the risk of leaks around here so that we can do the appropriate introduction into this team. So it's hush hush from top to bottom. Only the people that need to know. And obviously we can't control the outside.
Yeah, she said, hopefully playing with Mason and announcing him later today. So welcome, man.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
It's going to happen quick,
man. What would you change?
We got our own Mason now, because I play with Symphony a lot.
Oh,
now
Mason.
We got our own Mace.
Yeah, but your nose is way more normal.
Oh. Yo, come on.
No, you know what I'm saying?
You don't have
Yo,
the Burj Khalifa
a good
on your
kid,
head.
Don't
I
say
love
that.
No, I love that guy. I was in his chat earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. Pickleball got canceled last night. I was so tight.
Well, it's fucking raining.
Oh, yeah. Well, he wants to go to a Stars game. He was saying, yo, let's go to a Stars game.
Who,
and
Mason?
I said, I'm down. Yeah, you don't got to tell me twice. I'm down to go see the Stars.
Not really.
What's your favorite sport?
Football, probably.
Football?
Who's your team?
Colts.
The Indiana Colts.
I grew up with Quentin Nelson. He went to my school, middle school, and then he went to Red Bank and went to a different high school.
Yeah, you know, my dad loves him.
He's from my hometown.
Well, I was playing with fucking Leonard Fournette yesterday.
Yeah?
Playoff Lenny.
Bro, he came in and dropped 120 gifted the other day. I was like, did damn, Len. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
he dropped 50 gifted in my chat.
Link in my shit.
As soon as he went live, I went in there and gave it right back to him.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're a better man than me. I would have said thank you.
No, it was a good time. Well, first of all, obviously, welcome. You're coming into a very storied team. That aside, we haven't been having the best season. We haven't the best season, but none of the changes that we've made have put us in a position to make everyone comfortable. And by everyone, I mean the organization, the fans, and everyone. So I'm looking forward to see if you can continue to replicate what you did for Ultra. Obviously, you're super talented. So I'm hoping that you have a long storied career here, man. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Last time we picked up somebody from Challengers was this dude named Dan Ghosty, who plays out of this fucking spot back here, and you see where he's at now, right? I have high hopes for the rest of the season, and by no means do I not see a big opportunity for us to make some noise with you. So I want to personally welcome you. And I now want to ask you about challengers, man. Obviously, it's been a hot topic about what is missing, what is needed, in your opinion, coming fresh out of that and obviously making it out of challengers into the pros. What
if you have anything, do you think is needed to improve the scene right now?
I just feel like more like post about the matches, like anything, to be honest. I feel like the matches, like, they hardly get any viewers on YouTube, to be honest. So I don't know. Just more like publicity around like when they're starting.
Last year we were like watching challengers, we were watching the elites and shit, but like now I was just looking into challengers and like trying to find when the elite schedule even was, and like it was like hard as fuck to find. It was like there's no, like you said, there's just no backing behind it. There's no promotion behind it. I mean, Hold Shift does a great job over there, and Jay, they're casting it all the time, but...
Oh, yeah, no.
There's just, like, no... It feels like right now there's no, like, clear path to pro, and that's, like, a big problem, because, obviously, I mean, if you're a kid nowadays, Zinni always says, I'd go play Fortnite, because I can't even see Zinni's eyes because of your fucking scooter. Yeah, I'm, like, looking at the fucking bar.
Hey, these mics, I can't see my man Merck's face. I can see you just fine.
I'm a good sight.
But for Call of Duty to grow, obviously the plant needs to be watered, and the plant being challengers, I mean, all the new talent coming up, that's, if it's not being showcased correctly, it's like, what's the point? And Tom's been going off lately about the challenger scrim schedule, and
I'm down to go off.
They're roasting each other because they're cooking each other that they got jobs and shit.
Well, Tom's
and,
completely correct, by the way.
Oh, yeah, 100%. No, 100%.
Here's the thing about the way people view challengers as compared to when we view challengers. There's a lot of entitlement now. Nameless was saying it on Twitter. The challengers players right now are playing for more money in challengers than we were when we were pros.
Of course.
So the money's there, but it's looked at as like, oh, I should be pro, or it's like a career path, whereas it should be like a dream, in the sense where it's like you need to look out for yourself in the way of whether that's education or getting a job. Players that do have school or a job shouldn't be penalized for doing that.
Yeah,
they should be able to scrim at night just like we would when we went to high school or whatever, and then come home and play and obviously chase their dream that way. And then you have like two or three teams that might get pro scrims. Those guys, okay, if you want to scrim early, you guys should scrim later as well. But it comes down to the 12 team league. I think the difference now compared to back then is you can make it as a team. Like, I forget the team name, but there was a guy named Believe on it back in like IW.
I Believe.
It wasn't I Believe.
It was a different one?
It was...
Oh, B-U-L-I-E-V?
I forget their names.
Surely not Believed.
But they used to make it through Open Bracket and come play in pool play pretty much every event. You don't have that anymore. Like, you can't make it as a team. You're kind of hoping to get hand-plucked and placed into a pro roster, whereas in the prior format, you could grind with your team, be a good team, and then go play the pros and prove yourself that way. There's no relegation system. It's just so hard to actually prove yourself on the grand stage because you can't even make the grand stage anymore.
I mean, you don't have like those stories anymore. Like, remember back in IW, like Gunless and them, E-United, like they were all amateurs.
Exactly.
And then they come to the event and they start like placing super high, and it's a full amateur team. And then all of those guys get like, obviously after that, selected, and they go to like better teams. They climb the ladder and get better teammates and stuff. Not saying they weren't good teammates, but like they tried to get on bigger orgs and stuff like that. Yeah, nowadays it's just tough, man.
Because I was like, we were playing Elite Finals and there was like 1,000 viewers there.
Really?
I mean, yeah. I was like, I feel like there should be more for like Elite Finals.
Yeah,
no. Even though it is challengers, but I don't know.
I mean, that's the best of the best.
Look at college football, right? College football, March Madness is a multi-billion-dollar industry within that little segment of the entirety of the NCAA. Right, because it is the up-and-comers and it is the people that are going to join the NBA. Right now we don't have that with challengers, which is a shame.
And everyone's saying go play College Cod League, get an education while you're playing.
That's what I think.
They just threw an event too, and it looked fire. Yeah, it was at ESA.
Really?
Yeah, it was at ESA.
Yeah, and I think that stream, they had like a crazy amount of viewers.
Everybody's back in their schools.
There was like 15,000.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Like, if I remember right, yeah.
Roll Tide, you're playing for Alabama. I don't know if Alabama has a team, but that'd be
who's
fine.
Who's that? That's Riley's?
Yeah, Roll Tide, man.
Roll
Penn
Tide?
Penn State? Hopefully they got a team.
I'm gonna go and donate my time and some effort to the Harper Junior College in Palatine, Illinois. I went there for one semester, my alma mater. Oh, no, I got to graduate to call it that, right?
Nah, you still went there. That counts. Did you ever go to school or just high school?
Just high school. Yeah.
Did you have a job before this?
Well, when I first started competing, I didn't, but before that, yeah. I used to work at Toyota.
Toyota?
Okay. Yeah. Selling cars?
No, no, like line. Not like a salesman. Like putting parts on cars.
Oh shit, like an actual
mechanic.
No, no, it's just like line work. It's like, it's repetitive.
Oh, okay.
Like
you put
Putting what? Bolts?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's
more than I know, shit. If I looked at a car,
those
I
pretty
know.
Hands have never touched a wrench in their life. Look at them. But they,
my deformed hands after playing claw for all these years, they're starting
do
to
you
mold
play
to
claw?
The controller.
No, no, I play default. I play default everything. That's why people are like, yeah, I use a
default.
No,
that's how I grew up.
That's how I play.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're like Scraps. Yeah. Remember Scraps used to play no paddles, fucking.
So you're taking
default?
So to jump
you
and,
no
and lay down.
Oh, yeah, but I play
you're
claw.
Taking your
no
thumb
claw.
Off the thumbstick,
no, no,
right?
If I can jump, I can do both with my thumb. But like, if I got to slide, then I'll use my. Sometimes I'll use my index. It just depends. Like if I'm just sliding around the map, I'll take my thumb off. But if I'm like slide challenge a gunfight, I'll slide with my index.
I need a hand cam.
I
know you
hand
are
hand
clawing.
I need to put a...
In some instances?
In some instances, yeah.
I like
but
that.
But not really.
Okay.
Yeah, his
just
his,
a slide.
His brain okay. is so in tune with his hands that the hands do whatever the fuck they want. They need to do in a very specific moment.
So you need a hand cam, see what the hell's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, because the way... I'm like, yeah.
Because nowadays, yeah. It's either claw or paddles. It's like, you never hear about default players not playing claw or paddles. So that is kind of crazy.
Paddles since 2013, back when using a scuff was like
considered
like this guy's an asshole. He's scuff jumping me.
Yeah,
like,
scuff
jumping. That's back when people used it against you. And now it's just,
you
need that bad boy.
I remember Merck.
Joey D?
Yeah, Joey DeLuca and Big Timer used to be like, scuff saves so many careers.
Yeah.
It saves some hands for sure. It definitely saves some hands.
Do you use PS4 or PS5?
PS5.
PS5? See, I just don't like the sticks, bro. They're so, I don't even know how to describe it. There's less tension on them than the PS4.
Yes.
I just feel like it's so much tighter.
You use the PS4 still?
Yeah.
You know that they don't make those no more.
Yeah, I told Ryan, you better have 100
of
them for me.
Yeah, for the rest of your life.
Yep.
But I think the firmware and hardware like don't connect anymore. The same way that these fucking phones have
I think Ant was on stream last night. I think he's trying to use a PS5 controller.
Yeah.
He was like trying to like break it in and stuff, and he said it felt crazy because the polling rate is so much better on PS5 than PS4. So there's probably like
you can overclock
like the
it
input,
to like 8,000,
right? Input delay.
Yeah.
You can overclock it to 8,000 on the PS4.
I've heard people say that it's not good to overclock. I mean, I do it to 8,000, but I don't know. I've heard
like you don't even have
say,
to
like,
for PS5.
Yeah.
It's
they,
just
they
plug
say,
and play.
They say like 4K is better.
See, that's
than 8K or something.
That's,
I don't know.
That's what I miss about console. You just plug and play. Everyone's on the same shit.
They're on red dot. Grip,
yep.
Stock.
Throw on my two attachments and I'm good to go. Nowadays, holy shit, Warzone, I have 8 attachments on. I'm seeing different builds come out the woodworks. I don't know what's going on.
Where did the name Mercules come from?
Honestly, it just used to be Merc, and then I just changed it. I don't know. I was like, I was like Hercules, and then Mercules.
Yeah, I was gonna ask Hercules,
Mercules.
It's actually weird. I watched Hercules a couple nights ago.
Did you really?
Now Hercules.
Wait, Hercules?
Yeah,
Hercules. The movie?
Yeah, the animated one from way back.
Bro, he watches such random movies.
Like, on your account?
On Disney Plus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude, you're good. Don't worry.
I see another cartoon on my shit.
Just a little background. Hector has an Apple TV account. Okay, let me ask you a question, because this has always blown my mind. Let's say you want to watch a movie, right? And it's not out for free yet, so you got to rent it or buy it. It's like rent for $5 or buy it for $20. Are you renting it or buying it?
Renting
it. You're renting it, right? He buys every movie. They share an account. So they have this catalog of movies on movies.
1,000+.
And it'll never make sense to me. I'm like, why don't you just rent it? Because you're not going to watch it 4 times in the same month. You're going to watch it once, and maybe in a year you'll watch it. And by then,
you're
it's going to
so
be
right.
on
okay,
Netflix
so 5 years?
Or Disney
okay.
Plus or...
It depends the difference, I think.
So 5 years down the line, you've watched it 5 times now. Like, imagine Dodgeball.
No, but what I'm saying is...
I'm watching that shit at
no,
least
no, no,
4 times.
But what I'm saying is, after you rent it
you
once...
Or Talladega Nights.
Listen.
This guy said
no,
Dodgeball.
Listen. So obviously the new toy under the tree costs more. So you rent it once. Then you watch it a year later. By then, odds are it's going to be on a platform you already pay for, like Netflix
right.
or
You're
Hulu or
right.
Disney Plus. So then you didn't have to. You know what I'm saying? You could have saved.
You're thinking too hard into it,
no,
man.
No, I'm not, man. You guys just have a catalog.
I don't even got to put the password in anymore. I just fucking bang, buys
it. What I'll say to that is that if I open up, today's Tuesday, so new movies come out. if I go on there, it's going to say buy for $25 or rent for $19.99.
Oh, that yeah, like when a new movie comes out?
If it's older movies, yeah, they're going to be cheaper.
I just buy it at that.
Oh, okay. If it's 20 versus 25, that's different.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Sinners to
like
come out.
I haven't seen it. You?
No, it's only in theaters. I've been waiting for it to come out on digital so I can watch it.
You were waiting for it to come out on home theater?
Hell yeah.
I see
Kate just got me an AMC gift card for Easter, so I can, because I've been wanting to go see Sinners. But apparently now, Thunderbolts is apparently really good. They're saying it's like the best Marvel movie since like Endgame.
I saw
like,
Nameless tweet out it was good.
It's the most Endgame-y vibe, and apparently it's pretty good. And then The Accountant 2, I still need to go see.
My
parents
said
it was awesome.
Still see that.
We still haven't seen The Accountant 2.
My parents said it was awesome. And I love Bernthal, love Affleck, so I'm sure it's great.
I like both of them. Bernthal sometimes, I don't know.
I think John Bernthal is one of the most underrated actors. I will say, the more I see him as the Punisher, like there are certain people that I can't undo as a character.
Yeah,
like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Like there are certain people that I can only see one way. Like The Rock to me is The Rock. Like The Rock can't go play a detective. He can't go play.
What? You seen the other guys? Great movie.
The Rock to me is The Rock. And John Bernthal is a tiny bit getting there as the Punisher for me, just because I love the Punisher.
Yo, Merc, yeah. Favorite movie? Go.
Go. Category, action.
Honestly, don't watch that much movies.
Really?
Are
you a show guy, or do you not like watch much? You're just gaming?
I don't watch much.
Yeah?
You an anime guy?
You just shoot?
Yeah. What's your favorite anime?
Hell's Paradise or Solo Leveling.
Solo Leveling's
so
good.
I just finished Solo Leveling yesterday.
Bro, Matt keeps fucking. He's
Yo,
been
you
like
gotta
heavy
watch it. It is really good.
I've watched Death Note. That's it.
Yeah, I watched Death Note.
Death Note was all right. But I'm just not like an anime guy, which makes no sense because I love animation.
You do.
But I just.
Watch Solo Leveling.
For some reason, I just can't get over like the dubbing. I don't like shows that are dubbed because like the dialogue is just weird.
I'm a sub guy.
You know what I'm saying?
I
don't like the dub, and
I watched
I'm
it
not
in English.
Reading. Like I'm not watching not it in Japanese and then reading that shit.
I watched it
too
in
much.
English.
That's too much concentration.
I watched it in English. It was good. Watch it in English.
Because I got ADHD out the wazoo.
Apparently, Solo is very good dubbed, like compared to others. But I just don't like. I like watching the original language with subtitles because they change the dialogue. Like they change certain conversations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I want to watch the original product.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously, Initial D and all the old school ones, I watched that,
but I heard
this
Solo
was
like really good.
Solo Leveling was good.
Did Attack on Titan?
Like half of it.
Really? I just finished it the other night. What a show.
I don't really like
good?
It.
Good?
I mean, Attack on Titan's like one of the best stories I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah?
It was that good. People have that, and like, I think on IMDb, I could be wrong. It's like it has like some top 10 episodes of all time.
Solo Leveling beat all of them.
All right, I might have to give it a shot.
Solo
but see, the thing is, that's like a solo watch. Iz ain't sitting there watching that.
Dude, she'll like it.
We've been watching Handmaid's Tale, which is fire, but she ain't watching it.
Yeah, Kate won't watch anime with me.
Yeah, nah.
As soon as I
that.
Put on anime, she's like on her phone like, this is not for me.
You make her sit there and just watch it?
She'll go in the bed and watch TV or...
Dude, that doesn't happen in our household.
No?
No.
Yeah, I'm like, listen, I'm what? Watching this episode.
Like, I can't throw something on that she don't give a fuck about. Like, we got to both care about it.
Oh, dude. Jude
and
I haven't
watched.
Actually, besides
sports, she's like, do we have to have hockey on? I'm
yes,
like, yes,
do.
It's game seven.
Yes, we do.
Playoffs.
Jude and I haven't watched a show together in fucking decades.
No?
No.
Damn.
We got that's
all we do.
That's why we have more than one TV.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, you guys have crazy schedules. Like, you go to bed, like, CEO time, and she was telling me, oh, yeah, sometimes I'm up to, like, four in the morning.
Yeah,
I'm just like, what?
Yeah, she's a fucking, she's on Japan time at all times. She's on Tokyo time at all times.
See, that's what I like. I like the hours from, like, 12 a.m. to, like, 2 or 3 a.m. when it's just me awake. I can watch whatever I want. I can scroll my phone. That's, like, my zen time is that right there.
See, Merc, I'm telling you, take it from me. Enjoy your youth, man, because I'm asleep at 11 p.m. on the couch now. I'm like
nine.
This. Fucking out. 11 p.m. every night. We were watching Handmaids last night. She looked over, Sethy, are you watching? I'm like, no, I just streamed 10 hours. My brain is fucking fried. I am asleep.
I was playing with Zin yesterday and Fatty. We're playing some chows. What?
I love Fatty.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, Fatty's the man.
What? Hector,
So let me get some Pine Park. It was it was like the first 5 minutes of them talking. He's asking Hector for Pine Park.
No, he said, like, this is what we should do. You and me, we go to the gym together and we do this. I'm like, whoa,
I
whoa,
say,
whoa,
yeah,
whoa.
Fatty, are you high?
Relax.
Yo, I don't know why, but Merck's giving me like heavy Dylan Envoy vibes.
Yeah,
you know?
A
just
bit.
Like the way he, like, his mannerisms,
yep,
and the way he
bit.
Talks and the way he chills.
I see Envoy.
I'm getting heavy Dill vibes, and I love that. Dill's one of my boys.
Yeah.
Optic and the Call of Duty Endowment are teaming up for the Military Appreciation Night on May 14th in Arlington. Join us as we honor our veterans and help celebrate their service, all while enjoying a night of baseball and gaming. It's a special moment for both the military and the gaming communities. Plus, check out what the Call of Duty Endowment designed for the game. It's a U2's collaboration with the Texas Rangers, Call of Duty Endowment, and of course, Call of Duty. I mean, it's Ghost. Literally Ghost, U2's. I'm going to put it on my shelf. I'm taking this home. So come check it out. May 14th in Arlington. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Mental health awareness is growing, but there is still progress to be made. 26% of Americans who participated in a recent survey say that they have avoided seeking mental health support due to fear of judgment. Well, what I say to that is, if you want to be judged for taking care of yourself, I mean, nobody judges you for going to the gym. Nobody judges you for eating healthy unless you're obnoxious about it. So you shouldn't be judged, and you shouldn't worry about being judged for taking care of your mental health either. Also, when you hesitate to help yourself, you're not just affecting your own mental health. You're affecting the people around you, your families, your workplace, the community around you. I mean, everyone could be benefited by improving your own mental well-being. BetterHelp is a great place for therapy. It's a great place to talk to someone about all aspects of life, and it's very convenient as well. BetterHelp has over 10 years of experience matching people with the right therapist from their diverse network of more than 30,000 licensed therapists with a wide range of specialties. You hop on BetterHelp, you fill out a survey, they pick the therapist that best suits your needs, and if you don't, you know, vibe with the therapist, if you don't think you're getting the help that you need, you can switch therapists at any time. BetterHelp is fully online, making therapy affordable and convenient, serving over 5 million people worldwide. We're all better with help. Visit betterhelp.com/optic to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/optic. This episode is also brought to you by Factor. Do you like food? Do you like convenience? Seems like pretty easy things to like. Well, Factor should be your game plan. That's the end goal. Get outside instead of prepping and cooking indoors. Factor meals arrive fresh and ready to eat, perfect for any active lifestyle. Make it your best season yet with nutritious 2-minute meals from Factor. Eating well has never been this easy. You just heat it up and enjoy, giving you more time for what you want to do. Factor powers your day with satisfying breakfasts, on-the-go lunches and premium dinners, and also guilt-free snacks and desserts. It's easy to savor more this spring. Factor meals pack in the flavor with none of the fuss. Lately, I've been really enjoying the roasted garlic chicken. I'm a sucker for chicken, and also the green beans that comes with it. You pop it in, and it's ready. I mean, it's just great. It's gourmet chicken at the touch of a button. Get started today at factormeals.com/optic50off and use code optic50off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. That's code optic50off at factormeals.com/optic50off for 50% off plus free shipping. That's how confident we are. 50% off your first box.
But like towards the end of the last match, the gummy that I had eaten an hour before sort of started.
A special gummy?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And I was all of a sudden, I was like this. I'm like, I'm not streaming, but he's streaming my webcam. So I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah, it's my last match.
You start forgetting if you're on offense or defense
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah. I was like, who has the bomb? I have the bomb.
We'd play wagers, me and him in Cold War. He'd forget if we were on offense.
I planted the bomb.
You try to plant the bomb on defense?
I did.
He's just fried.
I was fried.
100%. Just fried.
I have no shame. I am not ashamed of that. I am not ashamed of that at all. Scump versus Tense, CS1v1. I saw some of these highlights, man. You're kind of impressive because Tense, legendary. Legendary, not talking shit or taking anything away from that dude. But he is a keyboard and mouse user, and he plays Val.
Yeah, but like Tens is a fucking beast, but I could kill him. Like, that's what everyone's like, you're going against Tens, and I'm like, yeah, and I'm challenging.
Yeah.
I was like, if I'm in a 1v1 versus Tens, I'm challenging. Yeah. Because you got to play confident. Against a player like that, you got to play confident.
Well, you look like you're made of ice right here. Just cold-blooded. No audio needed.
I was like, I knew it was him right here, too. But yeah. People don't know, I played CS a lot, like back in the day.
Salamander Man strikes again. Were you playing under Scump or Salamander Man?
They had me a Scump in the thing just because they changed my name, but I'm usually Floppy Penguin. As you can see my little avatar up there, I'm usually the Floppy Penguin.
Well, you guys play League this week, right?
Yeah, I'm going to get slammed.
That's going to be an interesting one.
Yeah, we play League. I'm playing against like Tyler 1.
League of Legends?
Yeah, I think I'm top lane, so I'm against Tyler 1.
You do have double lift. If you just listen to what he says, I've never played League, so I'm not sure how. I'm sure it's so hard.
Well, they were on stream yesterday saying, I have the most important role, and I'm like, why the fuck are y'all giving me the most important role? I don't play League, bro.
Give that to double lift.
Well, no, I think he's AD carry.
He's playing his lane.
Actually, they might have taken me off top, because I think Summit's playing top. I might be playing, like, jungle. I might be jungling.
You have any other games you like playing besides COD? Like any?
I play 2K like with my boys sometimes. 2K, but other than that,
but no keyboard mouse, no Valorant, no.
I in the off season I play Val.
A little bit of Val.
Yeah. What rank were you?
That was my first keyboard and mouse game, and I only had it for like 5 months. So yeah. I was Ascendant one.
Okay.
You were Ascendant, and how long did you play for?
Like 6 months.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say
it's not that hard to translate to mouse. You just gotta like commit to it.
I was in silver.
Like my shot was awful.
In Valorant,
your game sense and shit was good. Yeah. Like you get freebies around the map, just holding your crosshair, he crosses into it.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was the most annoying part about learning keyboard mouse playing Val. Was like, I had the mind to where I know what I want to do and where they're going to be, but I just couldn't actually execute, and it was so infuriating. Not have that.
It only takes like a couple hours for your brain to recalibrate to have those commands go into your.
No, see, that's not true.
But listen, it is true. Battalion 1944, I literally fucking dominated within the first day.
But that wasn't that much of a movement game. Like playing COD or Apex on mouse and key is a completely different world than playing like a tax shooter or like League, where you have to actually be doing a lot on your keyboard as well, and that shit's hard. Mm. Like, you gotta have reps.
Do you know who you guys scrimmed today?
No, I have no clue.
He don't give a fuck.
Day one.
What did your parents say?
Well, they were actually on vacation.
Okay.
Well, yeah. They're on vacation. So
where are they at? Call them.
I think Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
My mom has a condo in Florida we go to in Clearwater. Every once in a while, shit's nice.
No, they're always traveling.
Damn, so they were on vacation. Oh, they're big travelers? Good for them. That's what I want to do. I can't wait to one day get to that point where I can go see the world. Because right now, money's talking. And I need to make it while I can.
Strike while the iron is hot, my boy.
You have to. There's no other way. Because you never know how long it's going to last.
That's right.
Strike while you can.
That's right.
But, so your parents are on vacation. You're joining Optic.
Yeah, no, I mean, I called them.
They have to be mind blown in a certain way, because it's one thing
if they know about Optic.
They don't know too much. They don't know too much. When I first went to that event, my dad like made a Twitter and
stay off Twitter, pops.
Please.
Nah, it's awesome.
They're like, responding to everything. I'm
yeah.
Like,
no, they can't. They can't.
That's good though. I mean, that's good. He's supporting and stuff. But
my dad likes every single one of my tweets.
My mom's on Twitter. Yeah, my mom's on
like
Twitter.
Every single one, he'll just go start spam liking. He'll like 15 in a day, and then he'll randomly tweet someone, and he'll tweet like Nate shot and be like, hey, it's Zin's father, and then he'll say something. It's like, dude, you're out of your mind. You're actually out
so
of your
what do
mind.
They say when you say I might have to be moving actually?
Yeah, they're like, my mom is kind of sad, but. Mom was kind of sad, and then she was like, we're going to come visit.
Is this your first time moving out? Okay, yeah.
Wait, you got to get closer to that mic.
First time moving out.
Yeah, you're good.
You're good.
Listen, it's not reprimand.
They were on vacation like yesterday when you flew out?
Yeah.
Dude, that's good, though, because you miss the tears.
Because yeah, miss the tears.
When
yeah.
I first left home, of course, my mom's crying. I'm like, you can't fucking cry in front
of
me.
I hate goodbyes. They're like one of my
I can't see my mom cry. So I feel like you got a little bit lucky right there. Because you missed the waterworks.
Yeah, I called her like last night.
And there was nothing.
She was crying on the phone when I hung up.
No, it's all, I mean, listen, man, this is...
It's understandable,
this is
man.
An awesome opportunity for you, man. I mean, this is the best situation you could find yourself in, let me tell you. I mean, I played for Optic once in 2018, and that was not my first team. I was thrown around like a rag doll. To come into the pro league and go to an event and play as a fill-in and then come play officially for Optic, it's an awesome opportunity, man. I'm happy
to... Yeah, in terms of, like, your mindset coming into it, like, obviously you're coming into Optic, like... Are you nervous at all, or are you like?
Honestly, no. Because at that event, like first match, I was like kind of nervous, but
then you came into it. Like that's
the
thing.
I feel like every match I played, I was just like,
we didn't play against them, right?
It's the same.
No, we didn't make it that far, unfortunately. But like once that's the thing. Like in COD, I feel like it's like this, and probably a lot of other esports. It's like you get those butterflies before the match, but right when you get that first kill or first death. Everything goes away and you're just like in it.
Yeah, no, honestly, as the tournament went on, I just got more confident with like every match we played.
Yeah, you looked it too. I mean, so you were playing in Hill a lot. Was that like something that Toronto told you to do, or was that just kind of how it naturally...
That was just kind of how it went.
Is that how you think it'll be here too?
Honestly, maybe, yeah, because I mean, I like playing around the objective a lot, so.
Okay.
Probably, yeah.
So... Yeah, because I'm just thinking, are you like a faster AR? Like, who's playing flex? Is Bruce on flex? Are you on flex?
I'm on flex, I think. I should be on flex. I mean, I can do both, but I'd rather be flex, probably.
Okay. I mean, that Jackal, it's fun to pull out, man.
Yeah, that's just right.
What do you think is better, unbiasedly, the Amez or the Jackal?
AR is way better.
Cap. Such cap.
It's true. It's true.
I told you.
Such cap.
Amez is godlike.
Propaganda.
But especially on this last patch, too.
Yeah, with the Jackal nerfs?
Yeah.
I feel that.
Wait, you guys, I guess this week you are on the new patch, right? Do you guys know if you're still playing the old patch or the new patch on the CDL accounts?
I think the pros switch on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. So
today. Today. And they changed the control spawns.
Oh, yeah. I heard they're bad.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
I heard the vault ones are brutal.
Yeah, vault, you just like perma spawn back P4.
P4,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, God. Offense is about to be insane then.
Yeah.
Like if you get one wave and they're in your art, you're just done.
Yeah, if you stack B, they can't even make it there.
So, really?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. So you think Vault's gonna get vetoed a lot now?
Yeah, that or Hossie.
They changed Hossie too, right?
Yeah, they changed it. Protocol is the one that's like had the least changes, I'd say. But on Hossie
did not need to change.
On Hossie offense, you basically spawn like well every time. Unless someone's like pushed out.
That makes getting B so much easier then.
Yeah. People just like cut dark. Be cutting
over
top
and
dark.
Over?
Yeah.
Damn.
Dark's top U, right? We call it like top U.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, top U, yeah.
All right, here's the real question people want to know. Are you down to play with Meal Team 6?
That's nice.
Oh, yeah. I love Meal Team 6.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Jay and
he's already working. That boy's in. Making sure.
In there. I like it.
You plan on streaming a lot?
Yeah.
Do you stream already?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I stream. My internet was like really bad. It started like a month ago, and my stream just kept cutting out. But I had my friend like optimize my internet.
You have Comcast?
Spectrum cable.
Yep.
Spectrum.
That's what I had in Cali.
I heard it's the absolute worst. That's what Zoom is going.
I've been like 40 to my own host.
Yeah, the worst. I had text come out 20 times, and they literally couldn't figure out the problem. They couldn't. I was losing my fucking mind.
Oh, yeah, honestly, that's stopped
the
having text
the
come
worst
out.
Is when a tech comes out and they tell you everything's good to go, and they leave, and then the same problem persists, and you got to go through the whole process again, the phone call, sending a new tech out. It's like, it's actually the worst.
Well, it's actually nuts, like, where we're at now, where we were fucking almost two decades ago, you know, because Call of Duty 2, Call of Duty 4, even I would say Modern Warfare 2 didn't have, like, the best internet. Like, when did fiber start to come out? Like, in Black Ops 2,
not
right?
That, I mean, even Black Ops 2, it was like it was so like area to area. Like if you didn't live in like Texas where it's just popping with fiber, it's like.
Tri-State have Fios, and Fios was what everybody hated to play
against. TJ Halley's name was Fios. You know that shit was godlike.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's only on the up and up. Next thing you know, we're going to be playing on Wi-Fi. that is just as powerful as what we're connected now. China just released 10G, right, Matt?
You're going to like AT&T. It's consistent all the time. It's fiber. It's nice.
I can't wait to play.
I never have internet issues. Like, very rarely do I ever have, like, a problem with internet.
Have you met your teammates yet? Never spoken to them?
I've spoken to them a little bit. I used to play with them, like, back in BO4, like, Money 8s and stuff. But.
Okay. Who are you most excited to play with?
Ant?
Yeah, Ant's a good teammate. Are you, like, vocal teammate, or are you kind of, like...
Yeah, no, I'm vocal, but I'm just, like, really monotone. Like, I don't know. A lot of people have said that. That's why I felt like I felt in with, I fit in with Toronto kind of good.
Cause yeah, their comms are so, like, calm and shit. Are you going to, like, do you think you're going to, like, up your comms a little bit with them?
Yeah, I'm going to try. Yeah? I'm going to try for sure.
Yeah, you have a fun group. You have a trolley group,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you got a good
like,
team.
You have a fun in-game and out-of-game team where you guys can be there.
And Kyler's so fucking vibey. I teamed with him very briefly, but he's so vibey, bro.
Yeah,
he's always going hard. You're going to like it, bro.
No,
hopefully
watching...
you guys put on. I'm excited to watch you guys play. You
yeah,
got two matches this weekend. You play
Boston
Friday, Carolina Saturday.
No way. You versus Teej. You got to take him out.
So those are pretty good matches.
They are good matches. Good matchup.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch, man. I'm excited. Two match weekend. We only played once last week.
Yeah,
3-0'd Vancouver, which looked good, but...
We 3-0 the Cougars, but listen, I know that there's going to be obviously questions about the reasons as to why we're doing things. We've talked internally, and ultimately it was my decision to do this, to make this change, but the players immediately agreed, the coaching staff immediately agreed with it, and, you know, obviously Caesar is not just a fucking super dude. Love to have him around and all that stuff, but...
That's my guy.
We do have a responsibility to the logo to make sure that we always put it in its best optimal position. We consulted with Zinni, consulted with Scum, consulted with everyone.
That's not true.
Well, I was true.
You didn't consult with me.
I consulted with Zinni then.
You just told me it was like maybe happening. That's all. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to give you as much. What do you call that? Separation from the issue, so that you can
actually sit there and
say
it's
honestly,
not me.
So you can honestly say this was not me.
They all think I'm the GM.
Yeah, no, it is. It had to have been a whirlwind of opportunity for you because, like I said, right? Like everybody was like, pick up Merck, 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 pick him up, and you gotta and man. How do I describe it? It's like think about the amount of shit that had to happen in order for you to be sitting where you're sitting right now. You know what I'm saying? Like what happened to us last year post champs happened. Us picking up our boy Hook happened, dropping him, picking up Pret again, dropping him, picking up this guy, letting go of this guy. Like the amount of shit that happened for you to be sitting on this couch is insane. So I hope it's the right amount of pressure for you to do what you've already been doing, and you take the challenge head on, which I think that you can and will.
Yeah.
Just on your confidence alone with your gameplay, I think that you're gonna do just fine, man. I'm looking forward to it. I am.
Just tell we're rooting for you, bro. You got us. Always rooting for you, man.
You'll never feel love like the love of the Green Wall.
That's right.
That I can guarantee.
That is true.
Wait till you step on that stage in Dallas. Oh.
Oh my God!
There's nothing like it, brother.
Dream has
you miss it?
Huh?
You miss it?
Yeah, of course I miss getting on stage, but I don't miss scrimming every day and losing. Fuck that.
You know, I thought the Toronto or the event I went to, like, I thought that crowd was crazy, but
which one?
My teammates were like, that was probably
Florida, Miami.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're probably like, that was the worst crowd.
Oh, just
like,
you
that
wait.
Was maybe the smallest. Well,
he was like, that was probably
we weren't
like,
there.
No offense, right?
We weren't there, no so offense, we can't speak no on it. But the crowd didn't look like huge. Yeah,
and I thought it was insane. So I was like, if I thought this was insane,
just wait, bro. It's gonna be fire. You're gonna love it. You're gonna get so much dope. Oh my God, you're gonna get so much.
Probably the dopest dope you've ever smoked. We have DreamHack Dallas coming May 23rd and the 25th. It's the first time that Optic Halo and Call of Duty have played on the same venue in the same time in close to... Wait, that's the first time ever.
Imagine.
That is the first time
double
ever.
Double win.
Two-peat.
Oh my God, double champy?
No pressure though.
No, yeah, all the pressure. No pressure. He's got it, man. He's,
no, the pressure's on. Think about that though. It'd be fine.
Pressure's on the Halo team. Like,
I like that.
He's got the confidence of youth behind him. You remember what that was like?
Hell yeah! Now I'm old and shit. I'm double thinking gunfights. I'm like, can I chow this shit?
So
can I chow this like I used to?
No, yeah. I think, I mean, the way you played at your first major, like when it, I mean, you went out there and did your thing. You placed top three as a fill-in. I think your next event will come even more naturally. And even so, like, I know a lot of people say there's pressure playing for Optic, but when you get on that stage, I don't think you're going to feel pressure at all. I think you're just, it's going to be bliss. Like, just the confidence that you're going to get from hearing that crowd root for you. And as soon as that first map starts, I mean, you just played at an event. You know, as soon as that map starts, you don't have time to think about anything else.
Game is starting.
You're in there.
The confidence that you displayed already in the last match, man, like, it's
But the difference is, when you get a two-piece, you're going to know you got a two-piece now.
You can shoot him in the back.
Dad!
Yeah, you can get a three-piece, two-piece.
You're going to know when they were watching your POV.
You can get a two-piece, three-piece, four-piece, Lakers in five.
Yeah, we saw how that went.
Yeah, they got Lakers in five. Got
dude, playoff sports are crazy right now.
What is
playoff sports in general?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, me and Seth went to game seven. We bounced on the watch party earlier. Shout out to you, Damon and JP, by the way, for holding
it
down.
That was...
And chat was awesome, of course. They were like, dude, you guys have to go to game seven. Luckily, it was after the Optic match.
Yeah.
Because we would have left an Optic match, of course. Never.
No, we would never.
But game seven, we went to the game seven Stars game.
And
they were down.
It was nuts.
They were down 2-0. And me and him were starting to lose hope. Like, this place is kind of dead.
You fucking would.
They score their first goal. Place goes ballistic. Score the second. Place goes nuts. And
power
then Wyatt
play.
Johnson scores the third. Place is erupting because they were down 2-0. Mikko Rantanen was on the Avalanche. They traded him because they didn't want to pay him. And
hat
he ends up. Hat trick sends his old team home. Same year, game seven. It was
the
perfect game to go to.
The Jets Blues game seven was probably even fucking crazier.
I couldn't.
It was 1-3 with 2 minutes left. I turned the game off. Zinni texted me, oh my God. And I was like, no way they just came back. They scored with 1 second at home to tie it, go into OT, and then won.
Dude, I can't imagine being a Blues fan watching that. I mean, to see your team get scored on with 1 second left and losing a double OT.
I was so pissed. I just turned it off, and then it got good.
Oh, my God.
I was so pissed.
I mean, they probably thought that was unlosable. 3-1 with the minute. There's 3-1 with a minute 54.
I mean, even the Stars, they were down. It was 0-2. They had, like, no offense all night, and then 12 minutes left, just boom, boom, boom. They won 4-2. It was
Did
crazy.
You watch the Nuggets game last night?
No.
Dude, another insane comeback. I was like, what is going
Nuggets,
on? The Nuggets won.
The Nuggets won that?
They were down like Aaron 7 Gordon or 8 with like a minute 30
really?
Left.
Dude, I turned it off when they were down 8. Fuck. Am I just missing? I need to just watch the game
That's
out.
That's why you got
to
hold strong, man. That's why you got to hold strong.
I'm missing everything.
Dude, it's crazy.
So Maniac and I finished our Minecraft server. We were playing Deadfoot Island.
What's up, man?
It was a map created by...
what's up with it, man?
What's up with it, man? There he is, guys. Fucking big Maniac Kirshner, man. All up in here. See? It's as unprofessional as you can get here, okay? You do what you want to hit that vape. But did you see that there's like an actual lung shit happening disease?
Who knew?
Popcorn lung?
So yeah, man, like, you know, obviously everything's super laid back. We're shooting a podcast. Nick Maniac Kirshner walked up, said hi to everybody just because it is. But you guys need to play Minecraft again because it is a completely different game and it's more magical than it's ever fucking
made.
You play Minecraft?
You should.
Yeah?
The thing about Minecraft, I always play it, but I never commit to actually learning it. I play the bare bones, I do the same thing, I get my diamonds, and then I stop.
No, you
if
gotta
I actually committed to learning it, I'm sure it would be fun, but every time I just stop.
Bro, listen, there's so many bosses now that you have to defeat, and
well,
then
I really
every single
play,
one of those bosses gives you some.
I really want to play the new Elden Scrolls game. The RPG that just came out, the remaster. I've been watching people play it, and I really want to play it.
Well, you saw Gears of War's coming?
Yes, I did.
They're remastering it for PC, PS5, and Xbox, I think.
First thing I said is, what's my man Gilbert doing?
Oh, I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure a new Gears is like scheduled to come out, like E-Day or something.
GTA got
Judgment Day
delayed again. I don't know if we talked about that on the pod.
We didn't.
But
it got delayed again until May 2026, so exactly a year from now.
Which a lot of people are upset about. They're like, you guys have had 12 years, but at this point, it's been long enough. You do what you have to do. As long as you put out the best possible product, obviously, the sooner the better. But you gotta—that's your—it's your artwork, and you put it out when you think it's ready. Yeah. That's on you
to decide.
Some
people are speculating that the reason it's taking so long is because of the in-game economy that it's going to have real-world implications.
Damn.
Once you get in there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You can actually work at the gas station? You can actually work at a gas station.
I was thinking of like working at the 7-Eleven.
If that happens, that's crazy. If you're making real life money by working in GTA,
the realities behind that are probably insane, though. Like trying to figure it all out.
No,
you don't think so?
Nah.
Because it's not third party like CS skins. It's like it's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like actually them.
I don't know, man.
You ever play GTA? No.
I played at my boy's house, but I've never really owned it.
I'll never forget growing up on PS2. What was I playing? Vice City, San Andreas.
Yeah. I don't know. I forget which one. What is your what's your favorite Call of Duty of all time?
AW.
You feel like Advanced Warfare was like your best game?
No, not my best, but favorite.
You think you were gunning me?
Yeah.
I like that.
No, I had like a 50-0. I literally had like a 50-0 1v1 team. Like my first ever, like,
really
50-1v1 team.
Yeah.
Radar just always on.
No, just hell one. Yeah. Just $1. Yeah. $1 best of threes. But.
You weren't gonna me, man. Come on. I was trying to get some dope there and be like, no. He just says
yes. I'm not gunning King Skunk.
Shut down.
Skype shut down?
I know you're hype about that. I was just about to say, Zinni's hype as shit.
Wait, why?
Skype shut down. Because he was in there
all those logs are gone?
Oh.
I was sick. And that's not even talking about...
The blacklist?
The shit we don't talk about. Has you ever used Skype? Yeah?
Yeah, it's the best.
I'm acting like you're 15. You're...
Yeah, no, I'm 21. 21.
You're only 6 years younger than me. We lived the same life.
That's a big difference, though. That's a full high school.
9 years younger than me.
Like, you didn't go to the same high school period in that period.
Next month.
Yeah, that's crazy.
30.
I'm uncle.
That makes me what? Yeah, Gramps?
Yeah, you're Gramps.
Hell yeah, love that
30,
shit.
Like, early 30s is uncle, because, like, I'm literally an uncle.
Skunkle.
My brother, yeah, I'm literally an uncle. But once you're, like, 40, 45, yeah, you're Gramps.
Damn, the Skype ending's like the end of an era, though, because that was like our main, like, there was a time 100%. Where Skype was our thing. Like,
and then you started learning how to hack people through it.
Because people's Skype started getting hacked, and that's when it's like, this is
a
problem.
That's when all the hackers were running rampant, too. You'd be getting calls from random numbers. I was like, I deleted Skype so early. I was like, I'm not getting on this shit.
You missed that era.
And you could get hit off.
Hackers used to call my home phone and say, hi, Stacy, can I speak to Anthony? And it'd be a fucking hacker. I'm just like, dude, you need to stop calling my house phone.
You sick fuck.
Crazy.
Well, yeah, no, you guys were like known though, so that's why.
Said we were.
You guys were known, that's why.
Known?
Like, I was just like, yeah.
I mean, that was back when swatting.
Nah, it wasn't happening to you.
Crazy.
That shit was crazy.
Yo, it's a good thing. One of the first things that we tell people when we're planning on picking them up is don't follow anyone. Don't follow anyone in the org. Don't follow the org. Don't follow nothing. You haven't followed anyone, right?
Bruce.
You followed Bruce?
Bruce on, man. And JP.
No, that's not like a giveaway, though.
No,
it's one thing if he's following Peterman. And,
no, if
and
he would follow Paige, for example.
He's following Paige, Andrew.
Yeah, don't
and...
follow Paige.
No, I follow JP, too. JP Chris.
That's still normal, though.
No, that's kind of... If I was like one of those deep fucking in the mix...
Redditors.
If I saw him follow JP, I'd be like, hold on.
No, that's when you start playing the game. If you're going to follow JP, then you got to go follow four different coaches.
Yeah.
Just to throw him off.
You're looking at your options.
Shotzi DM'd me. He said, I'm not going to follow you yet.
Yeah.
Really? And thought he was him.
It's the first thing I told Paige. I'm like, yo, make sure that you tell him to not follow anyone. Did she tell you that? Okay. It's important. Listen, it's important because, one, we owe it to the fans to give them something entertaining and something out of the blue that's going to fucking shock their brains and they're going to get dope. Two, because of that experience that they get, your introduction to that experience is also very important because it's your career. You know what I'm saying? Like, your shit is now, it started, now it's serious. What do you do with that going forward? So every single step of the way, specifically in the announcement, is mega important, in my opinion.
I actually can't wait for that news to drop today because no one's expecting it now. I mean,
you're going live instantly.
I'm going live. I'm playing in Davis's solo YOLO.
See, I'm off today.
Yeah, I'm stream. I'm watch partying all everything today.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Are you guys streaming scrims?
I don't.
Probably
don't
not
so.
First day.
Probably not. We'll see. Ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it for episode 224 of the Optic Podcast. I'd like to thank my man Mercules for hopping on and. being a good sport.
Welcome, man. Awesome, to see what you do, man.
Happy to be here.
Hell yeah.
Guys, his information is going to be in the description down below. Make sure you go follow him. Give him a warm green wall welcome. And we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day.